Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's go, baby. It's a Football Monday Steelers Dolphins tonight, and right now, Mark Caboli. In the flesh, in the studio. Brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Are you happy with your current sports uniform provider? Give Keystone Custom Apparel a try in 2026. This is me with the appropriate amount of sleep. We'll see just how badly I mangle reads on tomorrow's show. How we doing, Caboli? What's up, bud?
I thought I'd just talk to you. Yeah, I'm doing well. A little cold. I had to warm up the car. Did not shovel the sidewalk. No use.
Do you have the automatic starter in your car?
Yeah.
Game changer. Life changer.
Yeah, everybody has to have that now, right?
Not everybody.
So. No? It's not in every car?
My wife's car doesn't. It's a 2016.
Well, I think
my sister-in-law, who was over this weekend, and my sister, they didn't have it.
You can get like aftermarket put in, so it sounds like a good Christmas present for you.
Okay, that is a wonderful Christmas present.
Is.
You know what that'll run you? Is it an expensive deal?
A couple hundred
deal?
Bucks, probably. I'm sure somebody on the text line will tell you.
412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. What the hell happened with TJ Watt, man?
That's a good question, right?
Thank you.
I mean, they're playing the close to the vest, right? It is a strange situation. I know that. I mean, let me ask you something, Doran. When they bring somebody in like that, when somebody has a massage therapist, an acupuncture, dry needling, isn't that typically outside vendors coming in that they brought in?
Yes, that's personal.
Yes.
Yes. Or so, some do it. Some training staffs do it, though.
But you have so much years of experience you need to do that.
Yeah.
Which tend to lead to me that was a, you know, what we offer this service to you, so we're bringing these guys in. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know if that's what it is or not. They're being so quiet. But I find it interesting where there was one narrative, then JJ comes in and just says, well, this is what really happened. I'll tell you one thing.
I'm inclined to believe him, though, by
well,
the
did,
way.
Well, absolutely. Did it happen at the facility, or was he feeling discomfort at the facility and maybe it happened at home?
Because Mike Tomlin knows everything about the organization except when you ask him a question that he doesn't want to answer.
Right.
Then it's like, well, I don't know. They're not going to tell us. So it's all speculation right now of what really, really happened. But I'll tell you this. If it comes out, and eventually something will come out where maybe it's not in favor of – or pointing the finger more towards TJ's fault, and maybe it's not, JJ's going to jump in. He'll set the record straight. But, I mean, right now you just have to label it as an unfortunate incident, right? That's about it. I mean, with them trying to play damage control, but it's a scary situation.
Them trying to play damage control.
I don't know who they're trying to help. Who are they trying to cover up?
That's a million-dollar question.
Well, it would be the training staff if the training staff did it.
Which, if it's not the training staff, it's the people that they brought in for the training staff.
So then at that point, were they just trying to protect Watt?
Or TJ's people, too.
Correct.
TJ's like, I don't want this out. I don't want, like, this person messed up. It was an accident. Like, don't crush them and have them lose their job for it.
I would feel that way if JJ didn't just out and out come out with the information, right? I feel like it might have been a team employee, but we don't know. And
it was like he worked out, then he did this, and he did this, and he wasn't feeling good. Then it's like, nah, he had dry needling. And if you know anything about that, if you get a punctured lung, guess when you realize you get a punctured lung? About 1 second after it happens. So it's not like I don't think it's like, well, you know, I don't feel too good.
Meanwhile, Pelissero comes out in the morning. We played it for the people. He's like, oh, it's just a little hole. No big deal, just a little hole in your lung. How long do you think this keeps him out for, guys?
I look at it. I would approach it as a fan, as I wouldn't expect him back at all this year. And if he does,
really?
And if he does, that's a benefit for you. I mean, I am not messing with this. I know there's a lot of reports out there saying, oh, it's not that bad. My goodness, he had surgery and he had a partially collapsed lung. That's not like putting some Bengay on it and go out there and play through it. You know, so I view it as if he's back anywhere before the season's over, it's a plus.
Wow.
But they better doggone be 1,000,000% sure that he's healthy and ready to go. I mean,
yeah, at the very least, I think you keep him out the next two. We were talking about the Detroit
game. It's hard to tell, though. I mean, we don't know the dynamics of the whole incident.
Man.
Wouldn't you? I mean, if you had a punctured lung, I wouldn't be risking it. I got my money. I got my family. I know I want to play, but, man, you know, I can play next year, too.
Well, I'd be so steaming mad, regardless of who's to blame, right, that he hasn't had a great season. But he has been mostly healthy. He has been healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple of years, at the end of the season, he's worn down. Now he's probably feeling all right. And he gets stabbed and his lung gets punctured. Well, like, that sucks. Like, he might not get to play in a playoff game then, Mark, if you're saying if the Steelers fans should just say, hey, you know what, he's not playing. And if he does, it's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of tests you can go through to determine that. But I'm sure there would be outside people involved as well. You're going to have to protect him from himself because you know he probably is feeling good right about now, too.
Right.
I mean, once again, we don't know the whole specifics of it. But when you have surgery and it's lung and it's a hole, man, I'm err on the side of caution here, my man.
Man, they had to go deep. Yeah, I would think. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how close the lung is to probably your back. Like, I don't know if it's like
maybe somebody sneezed.
Oh, man.
You ever see that done? Or no? I've seen, obviously.
So that's
I've done acupuncture.
Yeah.
That's the working theory. Mark's like, well, you know, they're doing a dry.
Choo-choo!
Oh, sorry, TJ.
Okay. We can speculate all we want. Maybe they're, you know, it's a tight muscle, right? You're just pushing it, and it's like, all of a sudden, I got to get, boom.
Yep.
I heard.
I don't know.
I heard James Harrison talking about this on his podcast with Joe Hayden. He's like, do you have any idea how hard you have to push to go through someone's back muscle into their lung? Oh, it's not like it's unheard of. It has happened, but geez Louise.
Oh, he must not have been feeling very good if he felt the need to have dry needling done on a Wednesday.
Every week.
Which makes it even more curious.
It's a freak deal. It's a freak deal. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Nobody would, honestly, let's face it, nobody would care if it was a practice squad guy. It's TJ freaking Watt.
Yeah, that's kind of the big deal here.
It's a big deal.
That's why I wish they would be
more. He's a $40 million man.
That's why I wish they would be more transparent of what happened. Eventually they might be, but where's this TJ freaking Watt, as you would say, who's, you know, the face of the franchise?
If he was having Myles Garrett season, and he couldn't break the single season sack record because he got a punctured lung. Woo, boy. You think JJ might tweet something about that then? I'll answer my own question.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
Mark Caboli Report is brought to you by IC Light. I had a couple of IC Lights this weekend, Mark.
All right.
Playing some video games in the snow is great.
Video games? Mm-hmm. Are you 18?
I have not played video games since the 5-alarm marathon 2 years ago. But before that, I hadn't played since my first daughter was born.
Really?
Yeah, I got to buy her video games is what I got to do.
Yeah, I played video games last week.
That's not entirely true. You and I played Wii Golf that one time in the back on my computer.
All right, who cares? Texter, I had a collapsed lung 3 times, 1 week off, had a physical job.
Huh.
Why did your lung collapse 3 times?
3? Because you kept going back.
That's right. Maybe take more than a week off.
Right.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So that's bad news. Obviously no Watt tonight. But they did get some good medical news over the weekend. We'll get to that. Also, how do the Steelers make up personnel-wise, scheme-wise, for the loss of T.J. Watt? That's on the way with Mark Caboli. It's 8:13. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you like Steelers or Dolphins, that's the Twitter poll. It's an easy one. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust P.J.com, and you can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Mark Caboli in with us until the end of the show. I just had to pluck a massive nose hair, and Doran's all grossed out.
Yeah, because you did the Rudy Gobert whenever like COVID was about to happen. He touched all the mics. Remember like that? You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to wipe it everywhere, and you wiped it on this wonderful display of cookies and treats
you did
by Callis's girlfriend and her mom that they made for us, and you just wiped your hands all over the plastic part. It's not open yet. So I was fixing to get a Buckeye out of there. Now I don't want to touch the plastic part to open it up.
Are you serious, Crowley?
Where's the hair at?
It's fine. It was a bit. I pulled the hair out. I threw the hair.
That's not a good bit.
It's somewhere on the ground.
What about that is entertaining or amusing to anyone?
It's amusing and entertaining to me.
But, like, it's not a bit if it's only funny to you.
Harry is very upset now because you messed with his cookies.
No, that's why.
They're not my cookies. My girlfriend and her mother spent a lot of time making those. They made a bunch of different plates for a bunch of different people. They thought of you.
Right.
They said, Nicholas, you should send some to your work.
Let me ask you a question, Harry.
Yeah.
Why did you bring the cookies in plastic? Was it to protect them?
Yeah, we didn't want to.
They are protected.
We didn't want to take them to the snow.
How am I going
to? I'll open it for you. I'll open the cookies.
Do it now. Do it right now, then. Throw the plastic away.
I will throw the plastic away.
Why'd you go off the air to pluck the nose hair when you're just going to come back and talk about it anyways?
That's a great question, because I did.
That's a better.
Yeah. I did walk away from the video game, but nobody needs to see that.
Well, we
because it kind of looks like I'm picking my nose, but I'm not.
We
I'm
had to see it,
saw it,
and then you wiped your hands all over the plastic.
I think you went over and showed Doran it.
I did, because it was massive. I mean, this thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Great. I don't want no Buckeyes.
Also, we went to a Christmas party 2 weekends ago, and I saw people that I hadn't seen since high school at this party. the entire time. My wife never said anything. I had a booger on my lip.
Good.
I'm talking about my job, how cool I am. I'm awesome. We won a Marconi. We got great ratings. I get to hang out with Doran and Callis and Caboli. I'm a big deal. And the whole time I had a booger on my lip, upper lip. Nasty.
How'd the class look? They aging well?
Everyone seemed to be doing good. None of them had goop on their face.
Oh, you remember when we did the thing last week, too, where we established you're like the 12th most important person?
At the fan?
Yeah. So yeah. It's not even top 10.
Might even be lower on the totem pole than that. Give us a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. How are they going to deploy their outside backers tonight, boys?
Well, I think it's just going to be Herbing and Highsmith, right?
With
a little bit of Jack mixed in when you
Because you
got
to stop the run, baby. They have the best explosive run rate in the NFL through
the
Dolphins.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we tend to look at Nick Herbig as a smaller guy that can't stop the run, but he can. He's proven it time and time again. I mean, you don't want to play this game with T.J. Watt. Let's make this abundantly clear.
With him?
Without him.
Oh.
You don't want – I mean, you want T.J. Watt on the field.
That's an easier way of saying it, yeah. You want T.J.
You want T.J. on the field. But I think they're in better position now. They have him probably maybe forever in the depth of that position with Herbig. I don't know if you're going to be able to do anything crazy or exotic or anything like that. Maybe move Herbig around, but that would require Sawyer to play a lot more. Should be ready for it.
So yeah, he should be, right?
I don't think it's a huge loss, but I think you can get by with it, at least tonight.
Well, Harmon coming back is huge, isn't it?
Did you not say on the way here that Harmon would be a bigger loss than what?
Yeah, given who's behind him and given the statistics defensively without Harmon.
This year, I think so.
Yeah.
And that Harmon stats, I mean, that just has to be coincidence. That can't be legit.
Why would it be coincidence?
Well, just because they played a couple very good run teams without him.
They played the Packers, the Colts, and the Bears with him.
You really? I mean, I like Harmon, and he's very good. But 100 yards difference with or without him is just crazy.
It's a statistical fact.
And it's a fact, but sometimes facts lie.
Here's the deal. It's not just how good he's been, because he's been good. It's that they have no depth behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're throwing jabronis out there. That one guy whose name I can't say, so I don't even try.
Logan Lee.
I can say that one. Logan Lee. Look, I can say it three times fast. No, the other guy. You know who I'm talking about.
Otomo.
See? I didn't want to make myself sound the way he
just
said.
I can't pronounce anybody's name, so.
Yeah. I think he's a massive loss if he wouldn't play, but he's going to play tonight, and that's huge against a team like this. You just don't have anybody behind him, whereas with TJ, you've got Herbig, you've got Highsmith, you've got Sawyer.
I do think.
More depth at OLB than DT.
I do think there is something to the fact of him out there. Maybe the other guys around him don't feel that they need to do as much as in Benton trying to get out of his gap from time to time to help out, you know, hero ball. Maybe they're playing more straight up, figuring Harmon's going to be in the right place. I can believe that. But for him just strictly making plays, that's just a crazy stat.
I don't think it said making plays, did it?
Well, I'm just saying.
It's just the defense is better.
The assumption is the reason why.
Why are you downplaying a first-round pick?
I'm not downplaying. I'm just saying it's a stat that just doesn't make sense.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me.
That a defensive 100 tackle.
100 yards.
A defensive tackle being out is the reason why teams can run the football better on the Pittsburgh Steelers or on a team. That makes a lot of sense. If the defensive
better,
tackle is in, then they don't run the ball as much.
Run better, but we're talking about 100 yards a game better.
Yes! It's a fact! Why do you think they drafted him? They gave him $299 to the Ravens in a playoff game. They draft him, he's going to help fix it, he helps fix it, and then now that he's out, you're like, yeah, did he really help fix it
much? I'm not saying
that's
that.
Crazy.
I'm just saying the enormity of that stat just doesn't make sense to me.
If it were over a larger sample size, it probably wouldn't be as stark, but of course you're going to be a worse rush defense without Derek Harmon. You only got Y.A. Black. You have no depth.
But 100 yards.
Zero depth.
100 yards.
412-928-9370. So you're telling me it's not a big deal he's going to play tonight?
Why, you like putting words in my mouth.
I asked it as a question.
No, it's a big deal if he plays, but I'm just saying.
There you go.
Why is it a big deal?
What's that?
Why is it a big deal if he plays?
Well, I think we all went across that right now because they have to play. Right? Logan Lee. Well, they want to run the ball. I mean, I think more than anything with Harmon is he knows where to be. He's not going to be out of position very, very much. Is he going to make every play? No. So I think you need to be more gap sound. And like I said, when he's not in there, it tends to be unsound. And that's why you get the 50-yard runs by Keaton Mitchell. That's why you get the 30-yard runs by.
So there you go. There's your 100 yards.
Yeah, what I'm saying is usually big plays.
Yeah, 250-yard runs, bang, there's the difference. That's 100 yards.
A 50 and a 30 against Ravens.
There's 80 right there.
Well, Harmon back today, it must mean they're only going to rush for like 50 yards, according to you.
No, I just think that
you'll eliminate the big play.
He's good. I'm just saying the enormity of the difference is just out of control. You sound like Pony now. You just put words in my mouth.
Wow.
I ask questions.
Wow. Said you sound like Pony.
I wish I had his paycheck. For one night only, Wednesday, December 17th, our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA, 100.7 Star and WAMO 107.3 and Y108. We'll be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore, where our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke. There is no admission cost, but bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. To support North Hills Cares, comma, details at 937thefan.com. I texted Caboli this weekend. I sent him the leaflet, and he said, F you.
Nice.
It's funny because Max sent it to me, and I said, no.
Mark said something on Friday, too. He said that he thought my music was AI when I was making it.
And I think it's a great compliment.
And I'm going to prove him wrong because I'm doing a live one at the thing.
You're going to miss Harry do a live
rap.
Something tells me it'll be on social media.
All right.
Only way I'll show up is Jeff Hathorn.
Mark, you're one of the most important people to me, and you're not going to be there? That's crazy.
He looks up to you as a fellow big man who's had a lot of success.
Does he have his headphones on? I can't.
I don't think he's got his headphones
he didn't
on.
Hear that.
He's saying nice things about
you. You know what? I tried to sing the other day on, what was it? Starkey's show, and somebody outside, I forget who it was, says, please don't ever do that again.
What'd you sing?
I tried to come up with a new Mulsey song, I think, and it was really, really bad.
Would you like to give us a rendition now?
No.
Very good. Coming up next, how does the Steelers' offense approach this game? They had success last week with Rodgers going rogue, but the Dolphins' rush defense sucks. So what are they going to do? Talk about it next. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Text her at 412-928-9370. How empty is the stadium going to be tonight? Miami doesn't travel well. It's cold. Tickets are going for $20 and not selling. They're going to be pretty empty.
Yeah.
Swaths.
Yep.
Of empty seats.
Yeah, if it was next week, I think there would be a lot of people that would go because Christmas and people are probably off. Monday, maybe next week, Tuesday, and then obviously Christmas Eve, I think is Wednesday, right? Or something like that. But yeah, people still have to get that final week of work in, and they're not going to be taking off work on Tuesday.
Imagine if they were lost last week.
Oh,
it'd
buddy.
Be worse.
You know, about, I think we're about, it was 2003. I think it was December 17th. The Steelers lost in New York to be eliminated from the playoffs, right? Their last losing season. The next week they played at home, I believe, against Oakland maybe, and there was nobody there. So
there were like zero people there for the Franco, Kenny Pickett to George Pickens, but that was like extreme cold.
That was late Christmas Eve too, right?
That was Christmas Eve, and Donnie Football, he posted a video of him trying to drink a beer, and the beer literally froze over in his hand.
Yeah.
Which is... that is cold, cold, cold.
That was Kenny Pickett's, could have been his.
We all believed then. We all believed. How many people were at that game? I'll look that up. Because I think we could be looking at something similar to that tonight.
Well, it's tough now because they used to just do people attended. Now they just do tickets sold, so it doesn't really matter. For the longest time, the Steelers, Rooney's, and I think the Giants, the Maras, just counted people in attendance, and they're like, well, this might not be good here, so they just go to tickets sold now.
It's a miserable playing in weather like this. I mean, it's just absolutely miserable. There's no way around
it. Tiger Balm? Did you use the Tiger Balm?
Yeah, I would use the Vaseline, surgical gloves underneath the football gloves.
You put me onto that Game changer.
Yep.
I went to
But then you have to tape it at the wrist to kind of close it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
I used the those little cotton gloves you wore as a kid, like outside. I would put those underneath my football gloves. Underneath that, I would put the surgical gloves.
So you would go surgical glove, cotton glove, football glove.
Exercise up. So I wore 2X gloves regularly. So in the cold weather, I'd go 3X gloves with all those underneath, and I could still catch, do whatever.
What hurts the most?
Whenever, like, you're like in a game?
Yeah, in the cold.
Fingers.
Just getting on someone's helmet? Or,
yeah, just fingers. Just catching the football.
And I saw a story where Booger McFarland was talking about his rookie season, and it was cold somewhere, and he was down in the stands, and the gust of wind went right up his rear end. He goes, "It was the coldest I've ever." there's not much fabric between the football pants and the nether region.
Our friend who tweets us all the time, Jocelyn, she just tweeted at us and said, "My husband convinced me to go to tonight's game as we have free tickets. We know Steelers fans do not attend Monday night games. Would you attend tonight for free, or is my husband crazy?" He's crazy.
Crazy. I said never.
Well, it all depends. If you have an opportunity to go and you've never gone out, like me, I've been to 300 games, so I would be like, heck no. But there's a lot of people out there. I mean, talk to me as a 12, 14-year-old kid. Absolutely, right. I wanted to go.
I'm with you. Up until I was in my mid-20s, if I had a chance to go to games, I would go. And now, I'm not going to be able to do enough to stay warm. And I know my toes are going to give out. Why would I want to do that to myself when I could be sitting in the confines of my own man cave? Exactly.
Old man. You're getting old.
It's because then you got to battle the traffic, too.
That's very old, man. I'm liking it.
But then you're sitting in the traffic with all your cold weather gear, and I'm stripping it off while I'm sitting there because it's 87 degrees in the car, and then I'm too hot, and then I can't get the right temperature. It's such a pain in the ass.
I mean, I can't even eat at the games because I don't want to take my gloves off.
Nope.
I'm sure a lot of these texters or listeners are just really loving this conversation.
And then the cheese it just winds up filming over.
Yeah, pushing little sports people.
Well, let's hear from them then at 412-928-9370. Because my brother-in-law is going to go for $20. He's like, they're practically paying me to go. He'll stay the whole time. He's not a leave early kind of guy.
He's an 11:40 guy walking out, getting home about midnight, then quarter after 12.
You think you leave at 11:40 to get home by midnight?
There's nobody there.
It's still going to be like 50,000 people.
I think I'll be home about 5 a.m. Maybe I'll stop in here instead of coming and going home.
How would you feel if if Pat McAfee was like, you have to sit outside and cover the game? Like, you couldn't be in the press box.
He wouldn't do that.
I'm just saying. Like,
sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right?
Like, would you still be doing this job if they, like, 10 years ago were like, all right, all media has to do it from outside?
Yeah, if it's nice weather, I would.
You know, here in Pittsburgh.
You know what? I'm kind of sick today. I'm a little under. You know what? This works a lot now. You know, the kid's just, the kid's sick and the wife's sick, so I got to be home.
You can't do that all the time, though.
Right.
Well,
you're good for one or two of those a year.
Maybe tonight I would have.
Yeah. Texter, in college back in the 80s, we used to wear women's hose to keep our legs warm.
Women's hose?
Hosiery.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be big onto the long johns. When I would go to cold games, you wear 3 pairs of socks, you wear the steel-toed boots, you get the long johns on, pair of jeans, then you wear every piece of Steelers clothing you own, and you drink a couple of beers, and more often than not, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
What? I want to hear from people on this at 412-928-9370. Cold game, such as tonight. Do you have any hacks to keep yourself warm? I'll tell you the one accidental hack. The one good thing to come out of the COVID is those gaiters.
Yeah, for your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never used to wear those to games, and I wore one to a Penguin game back during COVID. It was actually the game that Jari turned the puck over, Game 5 against the Isles, where they lost. And I'm like, this is not bad. Keep a face warm.
Mm-hmm. Plus, people wouldn't recognize you because you're a big star.
That's true. I am always trying to go into incognito mode. Coming up next, what is the Steelers' offensive game plan going to be in this game? Is it Rogue Rogers? Is it turn around and hand the ball off against Miami's porous run defense? We'll get into that next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. A lot of people texting in saying they just don't do it with these cold weather games anymore. Are we going to be a dome team eventually? I think everyone's going dome.
Probably not.
I like to watch the games in the elements. Like, I liked the Bills-Bengals game from 2 weeks ago. The Bengals game this weekend was freezing. You had a little bit of flurries at the end of
you
the
like
New
to
England
watch it
Buffalo
from your
game.
Couch, you mean.
Exactly right. So I don't want anybody going dumb because I want to sit on my couch and watch the games being played in the elements. That being said, if tonight's game were at home and the Steelers played in the dome, I'd be so much more likely to go.
Yep.
If given tickets.
Yeah.
I'm too old to put myself in positions that I don't want to go in anymore.
I don't even think it's all. I think it's just like this generation as well. I think that we are so just kind of tuned to, you know, comfort.
That's right.
And just
there's nothing wrong with comfortability.
That's, you know, exactly like, right.
Everything is about that now. It's about being, you know, having things right at your disposal.
I don't even think it's about being soft. I Mm-mm. just think it's what we're used to. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't, if it were 95 degrees, like the first Steeler game of the year, a 1 p.m. kick, and it's like 85, I don't go to that one either. Why do I need to roast? I don't. Wow. Just not putting myself in those positions anymore.
Wow, you're such a wimp.
Now, for a playoff game, it's different. If it were going to be 18 degrees for a playoff game, I would change my tune.
I bet you if you take a poll that everybody would be like, we do not want a dome in Pittsburgh. No way. But everybody would be then ask, would you go to a game rather than being cold in the fire? Yeah, absolutely. They want it, but they don't want to be known as the team with the dome.
Mm-hmm. I think that they'll be the last team to get a dome because they just don't want to spend that much money.
It is a lot of money. But if Cleveland's getting it, come on.
That just doesn't feel right to me. That place looks incredible. Have you mm-hmm. seen the renderings? Yeah. It looks unbelievable, but that just doesn't feel right. Like Cleveland playing indoors, Chicago playing indoors, Buffalo, that'll be open air.
It's
but
kind of like half.
It's going to cut the wind, yeah. My brother-in-law just texted me and said tickets right now are $20. $20. People also crushing me for the steel toe boots comment.
Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering how that makes your feet warm.
Okay, do you want the full truth?
Yes.
The whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
So help me God. I just wore boots to games. I thought if I said I wore steel-toed boots to games, it would make me sound more manly. Turns out it makes me sound like an idiot.
Because
they say that the steel, the metal, attracts the cold.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll actually get your digits, your little piggies, colder that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people saying that they have these vests now.
Heated. Mm-hmm.
Battery-powered.
And gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Hats. Wow. Everything.
Wow. Up to like 6 hours.
Yep.
See, but that's another thing here. People text me and call me soft, but if you show up to a game and you got battery-powered boots and a vest and battery-powered gloves, like,
if I
that's kind of soft, too.
If I may, I mean, I think it's just your reputation has kind of been like, ooh, look at what I'm scared of, and it's like a lot of things. And so you not going to support the Steelers because of weather just, it adds up.
I'm not scared. I wouldn't sign up to get kicked in the groin over and over again because that just sounds miserable.
Well, that's
sitting
actually
out
that
for
leads
five
to negative
and a half hours in the 8-degree weather just sounds miserable to me. I'm sorry. I'm soft. All right, coming up next, what's the Steelers' offensive game plan going to be for this one against the porous Dolphins rush defense, or will they allow Rodgers to be aggressive again? That's on the way when we come back. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high at 21, kickoff 18 degrees. It's Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.